بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
حاميم.
حاميم.
والكتاب المبين.
By the clear book.
إنا جعلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون.
Verily, we have made it an Arabic Quran that you may understand. Verily, we have made it an Arabic Quran that you may understand. The object of the Quranic oath is to affirm that God Himself is the author of this book rather than Muhammad, peace be upon him. Moreover, the attribute of the Quran chosen for the oath is its perspicacity. To swear by the Quran with mention of this attribute means to give the following message to the people. O people, this is an open book before you. Read it with open eyes. Its themes, its teachings, its language, its diction are all clear proofs of the fact that none but the Lord of the universe is the author of this book.
وَإِنَّهُ فِي أُمِّ الْكِتَابِ لَدَيْنَا لَعَلِيٌّ حَكِيمٌ
Indeed, it is transcribed in the original book with us, sublime and full of wisdom. Indeed, it is transcribed in the original book.
Al-Kitab means the original book, one that is the prime source of all the books sent down to the prophets. In Surah Al-Buruj, 85:22. This is described as Lo Mehfuz, the preserved tablet, that is, the tablet containing inscriptions that cannot suffer effacement, those that are secure against every sort of tampering.
أَفَنَضْرِبُ عَنْكُمُ الذِّكْرَ صَفْحًا أَن كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا مُسْرِفِينَ
Should we divert this good counsel from you because you are a people immersed in extravagance?
وَكَمْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِن نَبِيٍّ فِي الْأَوَّلِينَ
How many a prophet did we send to the earlier peoples?
وَمَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِن نَبِيٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ
Yet never did a prophet come to them, but they mocked him.
فَأَهْلَكْنَا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ بَطْشًا وَمَضَى مَثَلُ الْأَوَّلِينَ
We utterly destroyed them, although they were greater in might than these. The examples of ancient peoples have gone before.
وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ خَلَقَهُنَّ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ
Yet, if you were to ask them, who created the heavens and the earth? They will certainly say, The Almighty, the All-Knowing has created them.
الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ مَهْدًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ فِيهَا سُبُلًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ
He it is who made this earth for you a cradle and made in it pathways for you, that you may find the way to your destination. He it is who made this earth for you a cradle and made in it pathways for you.
The passes in the mountains and the rivers in the mountainous and plain regions are the natural paths which God has created on the surface of the earth. It is by traversing these paths that human beings have spread over the earth. But God's favor was not confined to this. He did not stamp the whole world with dull uniformity. Instead, He created many landmarks by which people can distinguish between one region and another.
وَالَّذِي نَزَّلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً بِقَدَرٍ فَأَنْشَرْنَا بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا كَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ
He who sent down water from the sky in a determined measure, and thereby we revived a dead land. Likewise, will you be raised up from the earth?
وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَزْوَاجَ كُلَّهَا وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنَ الْفُلْكِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مَا تَرْكَبُونَ.
He who created these pairs, all of them, and provided you ships and cattle on which you ride.
لتستووا على ظهوره ثم تذكروا نعمة ربكم إذا استويتم عليه وتقولوا سبحان الذي سخر لنا هذا وما كنا له مقرنين.
So that when you are mounted upon them, you may remember the bounty of your Lord and say, Glory be to Him who has subjected this to us, whereas we did not have the strength to subdue it. It is to our Lord that we shall eventually return.
وَجَعَلُوا لَهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ جُزْءًا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَكَفُورٌ مُبِينٌ.
Yet they have made some of his servants a part of him. Indeed, man is most evidently thankless.